talking about kidneys, that's exactly what we're going to do here. In the studio with us is Marilyn Herzog. And as I mentioned earlier, if you or your kids have anything to do with agriculture, you already know Marilyn. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled that you're here. Andrea Kraut is here also. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning,
Pat. Good to
see
you again. And also with us, of course, producer Stacy James, and he has a very important part in this conversation. Marilyn, if you don't know, needs a new kidney, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And you've been on dialysis for how long now?
For 3 years.
3 years. And how much of a time commitment is that?
Every night, all night, for 9 hours, and in the middle of the afternoon for 1 hour.
Wow.
So it's
wow.
10 hours a day.
10 hours a day. What a commitment that is. Also on the line with us is Marilyn's daughter, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here, too. And Marilyn, you've had some kidney issues in the past, correct?
Yes. About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed by my doctor as having some kidney issues and that in the future I might have to have dialysis. But it was something that was like, oh, yeah, it might happen a long time from now.
Right.
But then suddenly I had a really serious backache after sitting in a hard chair for a couple of days at a seminar. And I went to the hospital for some tests, and I only had 3% kidney function left.
Wow.
So that was very alarming.
So they said transplant right away.
I needed to go on dialysis, hemodialysis, immediately. So I did that for a few months and then transitioned to peritoneal dialysis. And that's what I've been on ever since.
Yeah, that is quite a commitment. Now, Andrea, tell everybody what your role in all of this is.
Sure. So I'm a good family friend of Marilyn and Jennifer's, and I really reconnected with Marilyn about 15 years ago through an agriculture event, ran into her, and I was really looking for mentorship at that point, and had the opportunity to connect with Marilyn and ask her to be a mentor of mine. And then from there, our friendship just evolved more and more. And I myself have had some kidney issues when I was younger. And so when I heard the news about Marilyn's need for a kidney donation, I said, let's put together a campaign.
Yeah.
Let's find you a kidney.
Yeah.
And so really my role here is to help Marilyn and her family find that donation.
And speaking of family, let's bring Jennifer in. Jennifer, good morning to you and welcome.
Thank you.
How important an issue is this for your family?
It's hugely important. My mom has been very active in the community ever since I can remember, and has always been a phenomenal mother and grandmother to her grandchildren. And we want her to be active and able to go on family trips and be with us for many, many years to come at her full capacity.
And let's talk about where you stand right now. I mean, there's been, PD did a great article on Marilyn and her search for a kidney. Where do we stand in terms of either the you know, personal donation of a kidney or being on the transplant list?
So at this point, I can talk to that. We have received quite a bit of interest of people who want to fill out the questionnaire and work through UCSF's donation
their procedure, .com,
yeah, questionnaire. And so we have had a few people fill out the questionnaire, but as everyone knows, it takes several stages of screening to
right.
find a donation. So we're still at those first stages there, and our grassroots effort is still in full swing. We expect to have an event soon to talk about March being Kidney Donation Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Just to get out the word, not only about Marilyn's story, but about the need for kidney donations in our community.
And this is the great thing about having a conversation like this, because obviously we're going to focus on you, Marilyn, and it opens up the door for a larger conversation about donating organs. And Stacy James knows more than a little something about that. Stacy, tell us your experience in this.
Well, I started my life with kidney disease. I had, I'm going to forget what the name of the disease is, but I was born genetically with it. So in about 1980, 81, I was about 10, 11 years old, and I started getting really sick. and both my parents tested at the time. And kidney donation and transplantation isn't as far along. It wasn't as far along as it is now.
Right.
I mean, the technology and everything is so much better. So I've seen it over my lifetime, how it's improved and more lives have been saved. So she donated in 1983. I was about 12 years old. And that one lasted 12 years. And then it failed. And I went on dialysis for about a year at that time. Had my second transplant from my sister. Now, keep in mind, I did not ask either my mom or my sister to donate.
They offered.
They offered.
Yeah.
So that one lasted 8 years. And then I went on dialysis for almost a decade. And I finally, in California, as you guys probably already know, the waiting list is very long. And mine took 9 years. So the fact that you're using all of our social media today and media to get your message out is fantastic. And I really hope that works for you. Say people are starting to, you know, sign up and everything and, yes, and be tested. And that, yeah, like you said, Andrea, that's a process that has to be worked through. But once you can find an available candidate and you both match, and they do genetic testing now, not just blood work. Like,
yeah, it's pretty much more thorough.
Oh, much more thorough. And my goodness, I hope we can talk a little more about this if I can help in any way as far as information or anything.
Yep,
I'm very happy to do that.
Stacy's been at the helm of this discussion for, as you can imagine, a long, long time. And Jennifer, I want to reiterate something that you said and just talk about your mom. Not like you're not here, Marilyn. You're right here across from me. But your contribution to this community thus far has been remarkable. And the way that you have supported, you know, agriculture in general in the Sonoma County Fair and kids who are coming up and wanting to have the opportunity and access to 4-H and all kinds of related things. It's, you know, there's really nobody like you who's accomplished so much in so many ways. And it's not that, you know, one human being is more deserving of a donation like this than another, but this would be an opportunity for you to continue your quest, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. And I really want to have an event to celebrate once I get the kidney. I want to have a major event here in Sonoma County for the Kidney Foundation because nothing like this has ever happened. And I have a long history of 35 years with the American Cancer Society and raising several million dollars in Petaluma doing an event, fashion show, auction, and I was doing Relay for Life for a number of years. I'm very, very involved in a background with fundraising too, besides my work in agriculture. And I want to put on an event that will go on year after year to raise awareness and get more people kidneys. 100,000 people are waiting for a kidney right now. 100,000.
Wow.
And if I'm lucky enough to find an angel out there to give me one, I will have so much more energy and ability to put on something major for the benefit of all.
If Marilyn makes this a mission, then you better believe everybody in the county and beyond is going to be signing up to become an organ donor. There's no question about that. And
absolutely.
So what's next? What has to happen? How do people specifically express their interest in this, get signed up for it, get tested, et cetera?
So right now they can reach out to us directly, miracle4maryland@gmail.com, and that's with the number four.
Number four.
miracle4maryland@gmail.com. They can also find us on Facebook, Miracle4Maryland, on our Facebook page and sign up that way. But really, we want that one-on-one connection, and we want to track them as they go through the next steps with UCSF and make sure that they know how special it is that they're reaching out to us as well and want to be a part of the process going forward. So miracle4maryland@gmail.com.
@gmail.com or the Facebook page also in play. And Stacy, what about the process? I mean, is it fairly simple to get through? I know that becoming a donor is a multi-pronged effort, but in terms of you know, getting your interest in doing so out there and starting the first steps, that's pretty easy to do, isn't it?
You're talking about on the signing up to be on the donor side?
Yes.
Yes. The sign-up process, that begins the whole thing. Then if you can find someone who is willing to do it, then the testing begins. And I'm really happy to hear you're at UCSF. Maryland, because that's where I had all three of my kidney transplants. They do an excellent job. They're amazing, and they're even working on technologies for the future to replace the kidney. I mean, just you're going to be treated very well there and get the best care possible. But once the testing starts, and have they started your workup?
Yes.
They have. See, that's fantastic. You're getting steps ahead. Once you can find someone, your testing is already done. They will start theirs, and then you find somebody 100%, you know, complete match, they can set a transplant date.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, you understand, right, as enthusiastic and as committed to as you are as Marilyn's daughter, that she is that committed to sticking around and continuing to do good work, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we are hoping for everything good for you and for many other people, because there's also something that's called a chain donation.
Yes.
That is a remarkable opportunity, even if you are not a match for Marilyn, you could become a part of a chain that would also supply a kidney to you, correct?
That is correct.
Very good. We wish you the best. We're rooting for you. You let us know if there's anything that we can do to support that. And by the way, when you have the big kidney, the fundraiser.
Yes.
If you need an MC, just give me a buzz, okay?
You're on. All right. Plan
Very
on
good.
It.
That is Marilyn Herzog and also Andrea Kraut and Jennifer, Marilyn's daughter. Thank you all for being here. A very important message and nothing but good fortune to all of you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Stacey James, too. Appreciate that very much. An important conversation. And if you don't have the little pink dot on your driver's license, what's up with that? Come on. In this day and age.